Thank you. Good morning. Yesterday we mentioned the first part of Halacha Hey, which was that one is, Halacha Vav is the case, that one is forbidden, Asur, to walk four amot or to say Davar Shebikdusha without a covered head. And been pointed out that the strength of the word Asur that's forbidden needs to be addressed. After all, wearing a kippah or a head covering seems to be originated in Minhag, and we'll talk about that as we go on. But Rabbi Penna mentioned something to me yesterday which made me think a little bit more about the connection between walking four amot and saying a davar shebikdusha as both being pertinent and even parallel in the need for our heads to be covered. Because yesterday we noted that walking in the world and enunciating sanctity are connected in the sense that we encounter God every time that we move and that we have an opportunity to sanctify the world. And that still remains the case. But Rabbi Penna pointed out that four amot is a unique measure. It's not just every time we move, but four amot is a measure that has halachic status when it comes to carrying on Shabbos. Four amot in the public sphere is as if you're carrying from one reshut to the next. In Tchum, if you're stuck out in the middle of nowhere, you automatically get four amot around you. Washing hands in the morning, we had mentioned earlier, the hope is that within four amot you get to wash your hands. There is some sense that four amot is a unit, the smallest unit of measure, and is your natural reshut in which you exist. And every time you move four amot, you actually enter a new reshut. It's not just that we're walking in the world, but actually we enter a new space. And as we enter a new space, we need a kippah, almost as if I'll be heading to YU later today. When you go into the library or you go into one of the buildings, you need to put your ID card on the machine. It would be irritating if every four steps you took inside the building, they checked your ID. But in some sense, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Every four amot you move is a new reshus in the world, and you have to wear your identification and treat it like a new reshus in the same way that when we speak, there seems to be contiguity between words, but there are certain phrases that are sacred, and it seems to be contiguous. There's no difference between the word I just said and the phrase I'm about to, but there are things that are sacred, and in the world as we walk, it looks like there's not a new space. It's just contiguous movement. But there are invisible junctures at which we enter a new space. So we wear a kippah. And at the very least, I think what this calls us to think about is that often there are spaces that we enter that are invisibly separated, that we don't notice. And the best example I can think of at this time of the day is, I remember when I was in college and I have roommates, and American roommates enjoy playing pranks because in England we never do such things. And you know, one day I walk into my apartment, my roommate's hiding somewhere in the kitchen and like jumps out and throws something in my face, which obviously, being British, I'm never in the mood for a prank. But it wasn't that amusing. And it struck me that how does he know that I didn't just have a horrific call about the health condition of a family member? How does he know I didn't just break up with a girlfriend? He knew I didn't have a girlfriend. How does he know something horrific? I walk in and he throws something in my face. Why doesn't he take a second to assess where I am? And then have your fun, or whatever the case is. But I think we do this all the time, and that was not me being the victim and the pious figure. I just happens to be in that case. But we all do this all the time. And when we walk up to people, we're entering a new space, even though it doesn't look like it. But we should take time, just as every four amot, we have to take a second to think about. We're now invading a new space, and we need to present ourselves in a new way, assess the situation, and go forward from there.